Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, as I was walking out the door this morning, I kind of have to walk past our laundry room, and I did one of these as I walked by. I left the door open to the washer last night, which we tend to do, to just kind of air it out. You're supposed to do that.
Yeah.
So it doesn't get all moldy. But it straight up smells like a cat got in there like 4 weeks ago and died.
Oh, whoa. No.
It smells rank. Rank AF.
Is it like the drain that's got a smell from it? Like...
It's just lofting from the front of the washer. It smells so damn bad. And of course, this weekend, we're having a bunch of people over for a birthday party. So Nicole came walking by as well and went, "Oh my God! Oh my God!" I was like, "Yeah, I guess put that on my to-do list today to figure out why the washer's stinking."
Oh, I feel like that's going to be a really bad job.
Yeah, have fun with that.
Well, there's that filter on there that you can pull out, and generally there's like a sock in there or something, and you know, then nothing drains and it starts stinking. But I just did that like a month ago, so...
Maybe there's something stuck in there, though, because that's what That's what I was going to ask, if there's a filter that you can replace or something.
Because
those smells from, like, appliances, boy, that's on another level. It really is, like, death.
Especially your clothes washer. Once you start digging into those things, how slimy they are and all the hair in there and skin and... Why are you looking at me like that?
Because we are gross. Like, we are gross as humans. Oh, I can't. And that's where we get things clean. Oh, I can't.
That is something funny to think about. That once that filter's clogged, and then if you pull back that rubber seal on how slimy it is in there, and you're like, I'm putting my clothes in here, and it's getting washed in this filth. It's nasty.
You can't think about
it. You were saying that something happened on the wall or something next to your washer?
And I just found this the other day. Like, I dropped a sock on the side of my washer, and I went to go grab it, and there was... It looks like my laundry detergent started dripping and went all over the wall, on the side of the wall, and all over my washer, and it was all over the floor. And I was like... How did that happen? And then I looked at my laundry detergent, and it's not leaking. There's nothing leaking from it. So this has been there for a minute. Like, who knows
how long
this soap has been on my wall and my washer and the floor.
Was there like fuzz and everything attached to it?
It was old soap. Like, that was not just happened soap. I mean, it was...
And you're in an apartment. That might not even be your soap.
Exactly.
And fuzz and filth.
Yeah, and I cleaned it up, and thankfully that wasn't a gross smell because it's soap, so it smelled like laundry soap. But it got me grossed out because I had no idea how long that was sitting there.
Washing your wall next to your washer.
Oh, yeah.
You know what this is, Katie? This is one of those moments where you're like, I used to be cool.
I know.
adulting.
And here we are now.
You know, I used to be cool, but now I'm cleaning out... soap scum and washing down walls.
Filters are my life right now.
We used to be cool, you guys.
There was a time. There was a time.
Mix 100.
That's the same sound I make when I look at part of your birthday gift for Monday. It's a birthday weekend for Katie.
It is a birthday weekend for me.
Yeah, I got you a little something, and I was like, one of my personal favorites.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
So I'm going to give it to you. And then, part of your gift actually arrived in the mail yesterday. And I found it personally hilarious, so I hope you find it as funny as I do.
Oh, I can't wait now.
Yeah, it's your birthday weekend.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
I'm gonna go on a hike somewhere. I don't know where yet. I just want it to be somewhere I've never been. And then tomorrow we're probably gonna go to Naughty Bingo again.
Oh, that's good. That's a good
that's a fun time. Yeah.
Hopefully you win something.
Exactly.
To treat yourself.
Yeah. You know what's up.
And then you can make that noise.
Exactly. Yes.
Boy.
Birthday weekend plan.
Yeah. Are you taking anybody hiking with you? Or are you just going to go solo?
Haven't figured. See, it's funny because like I have people who want to go with me, but then they always preface it with, well, how hard is it? I don't want to go on a really hard hike. I'm like, it's my birthday. I'm going on a hard hike. Like, it's my birthday, you know?
Don't take those people with you because they'll complain the entire time.
I know. And I've had people with me before hiking who complain about the hike, and it ruins it.
It's so hot, Katie.
Oh, it ruins it.
How much farther?
How much longer? I hate that question.
Do you have bug spray?
Yeah. When I'm hiking, there's not really an end to it. It's just whenever I feel like packing
That's
it
right.
up, right? And so I don't like when people pressure me when I'm hiking. So typically I like to go by myself. You know?
I'm out of water.
I know. You should have planned better. Like, I went with somebody who wore jeans and then complained about their jeans the entire time.
Edie,
and
I'm chafing.
I know.
My thighs are rubbing together and they're chafing and my feet hurt and I'm thirsty and hungry.
Yeah. Your chafe is not my problem. So, yeah, I don't
You know
like
when they find
people
like off the trail dead? That's why.
Oh, because they were chafing and I left them behind?
They went hiking with a friend and they complained and then the friend just snapped.
Just left them behind.
And you just find bones and a pair of denim jeans.
Yeah.
And then when authorities show up, they're like, yep, we found another complainer.
Exactly. So you can see the chafing right there. The signs of chafing right
there. Signs of chafing, so don't complain while you're hiking. So from you to your spawn, baby Nana, I saw you watching your phone all day yesterday. Uh-huh. Why don't you let everybody know what was going on with the Na?
She drove all the way to California with a friend to Coachella. And it's her first big road trip. She is such a little planner, so she had everything all mapped out for the trek, and they got a late start, so already things changed. They were supposed to leave at 8 in the morning. They didn't end up leaving until 4 in the afternoon because they were having so much fun in Parker. So,
come on, Nana.
I know. So she got a late start, but she eventually made it there, and I don't know if you're familiar with Coachella, but when you're camping, it's first come, first serve.
Okay.
So she had to get in line to get her camping spot super early in the morning, and they didn't get there until 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning. So I still haven't talked to her. We've been texting a little bit, and I can follow her location on the Find My on the phone.
Yep.
So I have literally been stalking her for days now, just
at the bar.
Watching her around the campsite. I can see where she goes around the campsite. So I've just been
She's
watching
in the honey
her.
Bucket again.
But how how funny is it that as a millennial parent, as a millennial mom, I am so proud that my child went to Coachella.
Well, that's a big step. That's a first major road trip out in the world alone on the open highway.
Exactly. And here's the thing. She paid for everything.
That's nice.
She has funded her entire trip, her concert tickets, the camping. Her and her friend are staying in some hotels in Anaheim after so they can go to like whatever Disney is in California. Is it World or Land?
Land.
I don't know.
Whatever
land.
One. So yeah, they're going to the Disney place when they're there as well. And so I am so proud of her because when I was her age, I was a mom who was a young mom, and I had to make a lot of sacrifices to make sure that she was taken care of. And I'm just so proud that now the tables have flipped and she's able to enjoy her life in a way that's like
that's
this,
really good.
You know, like, I am just so dang proud of her being at Coachella.
And she's got her own song.
She does.
Baby, nah.
Yeah.
She's way farther ahead in life than you were.
Way far. Are you kidding me? She's killing it.
I'm proud of her, too.
Okay. We can all be proud of the Nah.
Good
Yay!
Job, Nah. Yeah, that's right. Come here, Coachella girl. I'm so proud of you, baby Nana.
Oh, what a
You made
baby.
It to Cali. No problem.
I know. She's going to see Justin Bieber.
I know. That's right. That's why I'm talking like this. Thank
that's
you very
so
much.
So great.
Yeah, baby Nana. Get out of the honey bucket, baby Nana. Come watch the show. It's time for some PMI with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. It's a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting to send you on your way this morning. Who's got the P today? Was it Katie?
That would be me.
Get it, girl.
And this trick may erase 10 years of social media brain damage off your cabeza. Yeah. The average American spends roughly 4.5 to 5 hours on their phone a day. That is insane. And this story had folks change their habits for 14 days. So they downloaded this app called Freedom to block internet access on their phone. So it essentially turned their smartphone into a dumb phone. It just calls and text, and that's pretty much all you could check. And it was amazing. They say that the time online decreased from 314 minutes to 161. So almost half the time spent on your phone if you delete all the distractions when it comes to social media apps and just all the stuff that literally takes your attention away from life.
Can you just delete the text message app? I'm sick of text messages.
Well, and that's the
but Instagram, if that one worked for me...
Instagram,
so much time back.
Facebook, TikTok, Reddit, all of the things that we look on our phone that we could look on a computer. If we made ourselves go to a desktop to do it, it would decrease our time spent online a lot. And not only that, you have more attention. Your mental health is way better, and your self-reported well-being?
So much better.
Forget about it.
I've definitely been limiting myself on the socials lately, and I can tell a difference.
Yeah.
I'm not so worried about, whoa, what's going on? Oh,
Gotta post that.
You gotta get yourself in that mindset of, who cares?
Yeah,
this means nothing.
They really don't care. I mean,
Nobody cares.
You care more than anyone, I think, when it comes to your social media.
Bingo.
So, if you can take the challenge here and download this app called Freedom, see if it makes you feel better. See if the limited access helps. So,
there you go.
All
right, what's the minus?
All right, this is a big minus, actually. For a little kid and his mom who went to the San Francisco Giants game, a mom bought her son, it looked like a massive cake cone ice cream, and it looked like she was just being a nice mom and helping him kind of make it an unmessy way, if you will, to eat the ice cream. And then it turns out that she stole that ice cream right from him.
Check out mom. She being a mom or what? This little guy's just waiting. Oh, I got it. It's a dump. You dump it into the cup. And the little guy's checking it out.
Well, mom just robbed him of about half his ice cream.
I know.
Veteran move.
I saw she like scraped it off into a cup.
Oh, yeah. So she scraped more than half of it back into the cup. And it looked like she was just going to save it so it's unmessy. But then the camera pans back and she's going to town on the ice cream
that's
cup.
That's a mom tax. That's
mom
tax.
That yeah. That's
totally
normal
acceptable.
Life.
Yeah.
It's in the Constitution.
Okay. Okay.
That's just a minus for that baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Be a better baby.
Yeah.
Right? All right. Let's wrap things up with the interesting. It's funny. Mine is digital related as well. This story says more than half of Americans are experiencing AI burnout. More than half of Americans are reporting, we are just getting so tired of hearing about AI because it's everywhere now. It's impossible to escape. I was on some sort of app yesterday that didn't even involve anything with AI, but then there's a little thing popped up. It said, let AI help you with this.
No.
It's everywhere now.
Take a seat, Wally.
It's being pushed through social media. And then this story goes on to say, well, despite the fatigue, 70% of us still kind of use it to some degree. Even if you're using your Maps app and things like that, it's AI's built into it.
Yeah,
a lot of times you're using it and you don't even know it. But yeah, I'm kind of getting to that point where I'm just, it's such a buzzword right now.
Yeah.
AI this, AI that, AI's taking over. I got a little bit of fatigue with the AI.
You're over it, huh?
Over it.
Yeah.
I would never even use AI, honestly.
Oh, of course you
would. I rarely
use
it.
You?
Yeah, I
never
use it.
Everything straight original.
Yeah, it's Jeremy right there.
Mix 100.
Now, Katie, I know you're going to be Jabba the Hutting it probably on the couch tonight.
Hey.
Oh, dang.
And I got some historic stuff you should be watching instead of the Bumpin' Love Bus or Paradise Pound, whatever you're watching there.
Whoa.
Love After Lockup. Get it right.
Inmate Swap. NASA's historic Artemis II missions wrapping up tonight with a splashdown in the Pacific Ocean on the California coast. Should be right around 6:07 our time, I believe, tonight.
Okay,
so right around there. Right as you're laying on the couch.
And I'm sure I'll turn
watching
on the
Paradise
TV
Pound.
And it'll come on, right? Because it's going to be everywhere.
It'll be everywhere.
Right?
Get on your YouTube and watch it.
Okay.
The four astronauts have traveled farther from Earth than any other humans in history. And when they come zipping back into Earth, the capsule will cut through the atmosphere at temperatures around 5,000 degrees. Ooh, baby.
Way hotter than Love After
Way
Lockup.
Hot.
Hey, no, it's not. You don't know, Josh.
And then the Navy recovers them out in the ocean and stuff. And it's actually a very tense moment because if any wrong move, you get burned up in the atmosphere. So try to watch that tonight, okay?
I'll try. I'm more interested in what their wake-up song was today. Do we know that?
No, I saw that. They've been posting lists. They have like a whole Spotify list.
Yeah, they do. And today, like, they didn't divulge what the wake-up song was going to be on the final day. So I was trying to.
I saw one of them was the Pink Pony Club the other day.
Yeah.
And Chapel Road.
If I woke up to that up on the capsule, I'd be like, steer me right into the sun. Go ahead and take this baby right into the sun.
It's a nice upbeat song.
I'd be over there trying to open up the door. I'm like, suck me out into space now.
I like the Greenlight one by Andre 3000.
That's a good one.
Huge Outkast
really
fan,
good.
So that was a good one they picked.
All right, rumor has it, Tay-Tay and Kelsey getting married July 3rd in New York City. That's
I'm
just the
be
big
there.
Thing. You, that's right. You might see them.
Oh,
no
word
on the venue yet, though.
I got so excited about
you're gonna wedding crash, aren't you?
I'm gonna wedding crash.
You
I'm
might
totally
see him.
Gonna. This is amazing.
OMG, I mean, LOL.
New York State's a big place, but they're saying there's a chance.
Yeah.
We're going to see local radio hosts thrown out of celebrity wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's your update.
Okay.
So, why didn't you get that excited about people coming back from space?
I don't know.
They were at the moon. They went to the moon.
I'm going to be there.
JT and Kelsey. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
All of a sudden, I'm a Swiftie. I don't know what happened.
I know.
You're funny. All right. One final thing for me. Here's something Josh will not have to worry about. Amazon has announced that they're going to stop supporting their older Kindle models in May. So if you've got one that was made in 2012 or before, you're no longer going to receive updates starting on May 20th. They're essentially going to become bricks. They say if you have any downloaded books, though, on that Kindle, you'll still be able to access those. But if you ever need to do a factory reset or anything like that, they'll become completely useless. You won't be able to do anything on there.
And you can't download any more after this latest update is
what
they're
it sounds
saying.
Like.
Oh.
So just go get a new one. They're like $90, $80 when they go on sale through Amazon. The new ones are really nice. Nicole just got a, I don't know which model it was, but she loves it. It's really nice. And it's small. You can slide it right there in your back pocket. Well, what's the matter, King?
I like the way books smell. I am such a book fan.
I'm with you.
I can't get away from it.
I can't.
And I am one of the holdouts when it comes to the Kindles and stuff. So I like books too much.
My problem is I just downloaded the Kindle app and I put it on my Mini. I actually went out and bought an iPad Mini, which I will tell you right now, one of the greatest things I've ever purchased. But the problem is when I'm reading on there, I'll just be like, oh, I'll look this up because they mentioned it on YouTube. And the next thing you know, I'm on YouTube for 45 minutes.
Totally distracted.
Or I'll be reading. I'll be like, oh, I forgot to do that on my work email. And I'll hop on my work email. And then it's like out the window. So
well, and you know where books are not a good idea is I just bought a new book and it cost me $30 for a book.
Yeah, they've
That's
gone up in price.
What they are.
Buy them used, though.
Well, again, when I'm looking for a specific book that just came out.
What was it?
So it's Jeanette McCurdy's new book. It's called Half Her Age.
Oh, yeah.
Love that book. Oh,
no, she just did a podcast on it. I just saw a clip of it.
She is such a good writer.
I did not read a Jeanette McCurdy book.
She is such a good writer. But yeah, it cost me $30. So.
Damn.
Yeah.
You got to get the Libby app.
Is that What's also that? Kind of
Libby's
a Kindle
the,
thing?
Libby's where you can download all the books from the library for free.
Oh. But still on your smartphone, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. You got to
smell.
It's digital. Yeah, I mean,
you know what they need?
You can smell an older book that you have while you're reading it on your Kindle.
That's what they need. They need to make the app to where it like puts out a puff of book smell.
It's coming.
Yeah,
I just downloaded.
That would do it.
That's the one I just got from Libby. Oh, Nate Bargatze's book. I just got it like 2 nights ago. It's called Big Dumb Eyes.
Yeah,
and I started reading it, and it's actually pretty darn funny.
That's a book I'd read.
Very Nate Bargatze.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sports? Do we have anything?
Yeah, we do. I just want to give a quick shout out. Denver University, they did win last night in the Frozen Four, not Final Four, and they will be playing Wisconsin on Saturday at 1:30 for the championship. That could be their 11th championship. So Denver is the city of champions, but DU doesn't get mentioned very often.
No,
they are the champions of this city.
A great hockey team. The very first one.
So shout out to them. And then also the Avalanche, they won last night. And that gave them the President's Trophy. So they are officially the best team in the league as they head into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Denver
is the best trophies ever, frankly. Many people have told me.
Not that president.
It's actually
frankly,
how
it's different president. Beautiful trophy.
No.
This one's
a lot of people
orange.
Love ice.
That is not what it is.
A lot of people love this
not
trophy.
What it is.
Different President's Trophy.
It's completely
the best
different.
Trophy.
That's so funny that your brain goes there because I know the President's Trophy obviously is just
no.
The
yeah.
NHL.
Nope.
No.
Frankly, not a lot of people know this.
It's not.
It's a big, beautiful trophy.
That's funny. So go Avs and go Piles. There we go.
Go Avs, go.
Solid gold.
Hey.
So much ice.
So much ice,
frankly.
Okay. A haunted mansion available to rent in Denver. This is pretty fun. So folks say the chandeliers flicker, books fly off the shelf, and several ghost residents have also been reported. Freaky, right?
It is.
You can sign a lease now. Hurry. It's the Peabody Whitehead Mansion. Sits right there on Grant Street and is usually just a stop on Denver ghost tours. I mean, this thing has been said it's been haunted for a long, long time. And a lot of people have actually actually lived in it, a former governor. I believe a doctor from one of the wars lived there as well. And they are the ones that haunted it.
A doctor from one of the wars?
Well, yeah, let me go back to the story.
You don't need
exactly.
to. Don't worry about
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, why'd you,
you
ask
You lost me
then?
A whitehead. Did everybody
did
start thinking
ask?
About a pimple?
Yeah.
Like a big whitehead pimple that you pop?
No. So there's a lot. They say that a kid, two ghosts are children. One is said to mess with the
I don't
second
like that.
Floor chandelier.
Does that entice
ghost
you?
Kids are yeah. freaky.
No, I don't want to live here.
I don't
want to
live there.
This is the last place I want to rent. But they say another's an old man who's known to haunt the third floor. And
ooga booga booga.
Yeah, like he'll put glasses in beer bottles at the bar and then they'll spill without being touched. So he's like a
like
little
that.
Prankster, yeah.
And glasses then, and bottles? What does that mean?
Glasses
well, like
and.
They'll put glasses oh, and bottles. And then another
I'm
old
going
man.
Going to knock this over now.
Yeah, haunts the first floor and is reported to have a strong ooh, smell gosh, of gosh. A cherry scented pipe.
So, well, that smells like,
has anybody seen my cherry-scented
very
pipes?
Very specific
boogies,
stuff.
Boogies, boogies.
With the ghosts and stuff. So they're saying, like, when it came to the people who lived there, it was James Peabody, the
James
13th
Peabody.
And 15th governor of Colorado.
So
and then Dr. William Whitehead, a war surgeon.
Not about pimples again.
Those are the people who lived there who were famous,
boogies,
the first
boogies,
residents.
Boogies.
But, yeah, so you can actually, for a long time, again, this was just part of ghost tours, but now
okay.
the couple have refurbished
get
everything.
Your kids?
Like, well, they've taken like over 10 years to refurbish the whole mansion.
Yeah.
And so now it's available for rent. So
I hate how
neat.
They've refurbished it.
Yeah.
I'm going to haunt this place.
I don't think the ghost sounds
so
like
I'm
the guy from
I'm
going
to knock over
guy.
Your beer bottles because I hate this new couch.
That's not how he sounds.
See you later, people. Shoo-boogies, boogies, boogies, okay. boogie, boogie, boogies.
And then to the sea turtles.
I'm sorry I didn't take
I
that,
say...
that story serious at all for you.
No, you,
you just
it,
kept going.
Fun. Well,
you
I'm used to it now.
You're a professional.
I'm used to it.
Boogies, boogies.
Jeremy's making fun voices. Keep talking.
Yeah, this is you. That was really well done, actually.
Thank you.
How you just kept fighting through that.
I did.
With the constant interruption of the ghost old man.
Again.
Jared got possessed.
So what else you got?
Okay. Critically endangered sea turtles have
okay.
hatched at the aquarium.
Ooh,
that's exciting.
It's the Chinese striped neck turtles.
Oh, beautiful.
And as babies, they need to be closely monitored in a controlled environment. So they're going to stay within the aquarium.
As most babies do.
Well, exactly. So they're not going to be able to be seen from the public yet. So once they're fully grown, they're going to join Raphael and the others there. The
Raphael?
Yay!
I see what you did there.
Yeah, okay.
Donatello?
Turtle power.
Yeah. What are the other two?
Michelangelo and Leonardo.
Well done.
And Splinter's their master, and April's their homie.
Wow.
Who's the bad guy?
Keep going. That's Shredder and the
and who
foot.
Was the two main bad guys? One was a rhino and one
was
a pig.
One was a rhino. Oh, what were they called again?
Would you like to ask the haunted
Rock
grandpa?
What is it, grandpa?
It was Bebop and Rocksteady.
Bebop and Rocksteady. That's
booga,
right.
Booga, booga.
Thank you.
Get out of my mansion.
Oh, what was April's boyfriend?
Was it
Casey
Jones?
Casey Jones.
Casey Jones. Booga, booga, booga. Get out of my house.
And now you're all caught up on the Ninja Turtles.
That's all you get. There you go, everybody.
Mix 100.
National Grilled Cheese Day.
Ooh.
So people out talking about that delicious grilled cheese. I love me a grilled cheese. Almost 62%. Of Americans are saying that the grilled cheese is by far their favorite sandwich. But on top of that stat, 75% of people don't feel confident that they can make a good one. This isn't rocket science. I feel like a toddler can make a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah, I mean, it's
not difficult.
It's just using the right ingredients, I think, with the right bread, the right fat to put between the bread and the pan, and then the right cheese. I mean, if you can get all those things knocked out, you're golden. And so is your grilled cheese.
Oh, golden grilled cheese. I swear by mayo instead of butter.
Oh, yeah.
I do. I slather on the mayo on each side, and I think it becomes far superior than the butter.
I think
just
it gives
saying.
It a nice, even crisp. Right.
And then, yeah, and then you got to make it in the air fryer.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever go back to
a
pan.
I think so, too. Say, because everything gets crispy. Even
all
the
at
crust,
once.
Like the whole surface area gets
once.
Nice and crisp. Mm.
They actually did scientific experiments finding the best cheeses for grilled cheese. Imagine being a cheese scientist. Honey, how was your day today? Well, another day melting cheese, honey.
Where can I go to school for that job?
So the best ones, Gouda.
Oh, yeah?
Because
mm-hmm.
it's Gouda, right?
We like Gouda.
How do you say this in Gruyere.
Gruyere cheese.
Look at me sounding all Gruyere. I can't say it.
And now you got me thinking I can't say it. Gruyere cheese, Gruyere. Right? Gruyere. Gruyere. There it,
it looks
is.
Like Gruyere. Gruyere.
It's Gruyere cheese.
It's Gruyere you know, cheese.
When you say it weird,
please
it
say
makes
that
me
next time you have it.
It's like the lady I saw in line at Costco when I had the bag of Asiago cheese.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh, they have Asiago cheese here? Where did you find the Asiago cheese? I was like, ah, I'm not going to correct you. Okay, and here's another one. Manchego.
Manchego cheese. Sheep's cheese. Yeah,
it's from, sheep's cheese?
It's firm, buttery cheese from Spain.
I don't want firm,
yes,
buttery
made
cheese.
Made from the milk of Manchega sheep.
I don't want sheep
cheese. Yes, Manchego sheep is great.
Is it good?
Manchego cheese is pretty dang good. Because, again, it's the soft, buttery white cheese. So
you're a soft, buttery white cheese.
It lends to a very nice, silky, smooth, like, oh, that cheese pull? Cheese pull
oh,
for
you're
days,
turning me
Jer.
On right now.
Oh, Manchego's
give me
the
some
best.
Of that sheep Yummy. Cheese in my mouth.
You want the slice? American slices. That's what you've got.
I
kind of
just want
cheese.
Your salt. I generally do the cheddar with the pepper jack. It's kind of my go-to, and then throw it in the air fryer. Now, the four most popular add-ons to the grilled cheese. I'm not on board with tomatoes.
You don't
get
like tomatoes?
It's too squishy. It
too squishy.
Gets all watery and squishy in yep. there.
You got to squeeze your maters.
Nasty.
You do what
them.
You got to do on your own time.
You
okay,
do. That's it. You
I'm not
gonna
go home and
out.
Squeeze my tomatoes
squeeze
and
your maters.
Eat sheep's cheese. Okay. Ham is on there, eggs, and then
sure.
bacon. I mean, bacon's where it's at, you yeah. guys.
You know what's yeah, my yeah. favorite cheese to make grilled cheese with every time is Munster.
Munster's a solid
Munster's
cheese too.
So good. Again,
look at us talking
the
cheese
white,
today.
You know, silky, milky mm. cheese.
Go crazy.
Silky
put a little
cheese.
Put a little
so
provolone
good.
On there with it
yes.
as well.
Yes.
And the
yes.
Gruyere.
Now I can't say it anymore.
Gruyere. Gruyere cheese.
It's not right? Gruyere.
So speaking of you know, putting butter and mayonnaise on stuff, you were saying there's an article out about butter moms and almond moms.
Well, just like
what's
trendy,
that all about?
Right? Because like again, when it comes to certain styles, a lot of the 90s stuff is trending again. Okay. And so Gen Z's latest 90 themed things are butter moms and almond moms. So if you remember a butter mom back in the day in the 90s, it was all about diet culture and restriction and especially how you feed your children. So it's the, you know, butter mom who would give their kids the full fat version. You'd be whipping up casseroles in the kitchen with butter and full fat cheese and the bacon and everything, right? And then you had the almond moms who were a lot more restrictive with the eating. And, you know, you were eating the whole grains and the salads and we weren't having any bad saturated fats and all that stuff. But it
what
really
a funny
is,
term for these moms.
It really is the aesthetic that, you know, Gen Z is all about. Like they like to.
So
model,
what are they right now? Are they butter moms?
Well, they're both. They're both. But it's oh. again, it's like the terms are just floating around as if kind of just buzzworthy terms out on the internet right now. So they're kind of putting people in categories, whether you eat, because that's the thing, too, is if you even look at the food pyramid, it's changed so much in the last yeah. thing that they put out, right? Like all the fats and everything are way more important now than they ever were. And in the 90s, we were told fat was bad for us. I mean, I remember my mom on a 10 grams of fat a day diet.
Wow.
That's not good for you. Like your brain needs more fat just to function.
Just to operate.
Just
yeah.
to function, your brain needs more fat than that. So we're finding out now the things we learned in the 90s weren't all that great.
My
right?
mom like, had a newspaper clipping on the side of the fridge. I remember it to this day that she clipped out of the Denver Post or something. And it was a long list of the oils that you cook with, ranking them from best to worst oil that you should be using. And I remember the magnet and it was a carrot magnet and it was on the side of the fridge mm-hmm. for years. And we'd always go over and be like, well, can we have vegetable oil? Da, da, da. And I remember the worst one on there was coconut oil. That you should never be having coconut
and
oil.
Now
and now
everywhere.
It's everywhere. That you do the coconut cleanse
yes.
in your mouth.
You use coconut oil to take your makeup off. Mm-hmm. Like, coconut oil is it's such a thing.
I just used it to make my peanut butter cups the other day.
Yeah, people cook a lot with coconut oil because, yeah, it has a lot of fat in it, but it's the good fat. It's the fat that's going to help your brain function. It's good. The fat that's going to help your skin glow, you know? So it's just, it does.
It does.
Yes,
yeah.
You're glowing.
It really
oh, yeah.
is good for your skin. So they're saying, like, here's here's what it is. It says the butter mom's home, right? It suggests it's warm, lived in. The meals are made to share, not controlled. Mornings are slow. Coffee goes cold. Mm-hmm. Like, that's butter mom.
That's a butter mom.
Almond mom is, where's your shoes? Get your shoes on. Why don't you have
We're
your socks ready?
Late.
That's almond mom.
Have your protein shakes.
Exactly. No fat for you.
My mom was swayed I think my mom was fairly in the world of butter mom, but she was swayed by an almond mom growing up. She became friends with one of the moms in the neighborhood and like a huge almond mom. And we went through like a year phase where we couldn't have anything that was unhealthy. It was like the worst summer ever. My biggest memory with that, and I've talked about it before on the show, was we went through this phase where we had to have unsalted pretzels. So she'd roll into the grocery store and buy unsalted pretzels. And you've never had anything so dry and nasty.
Well, why would you bother?
Why would you bother?
Salt is needed with pretzels.
You have to.
That's the best part of the pretzel is
but
the salt on it.
Somewhere along the line, Almond Mom was like, no salt on anything. And everything was very flavorless.
Watch your sodium.
Back in 93.
Yeah,
it was a very flavorless summer.
It's so funny.
Mix 100.
All right, let's do it. It's the Friday edition. Give us a call if you'd like to get on the air with us and become a big old superstar here in Denver on the radio. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. I'll get you in the studios to play Fast Five. We'll get you on the air, find out what you're doing this weekend. You can impress us with those weekend plans. And then I'll toss a category at you and start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. You think you can do it? 303-691-1649. Always looking for the newbies. And if you've never heard this before, give us some categories we've done in the past, Katie.
Okay, you've asked for things like five actors who have played Batman or five things that you'd find in your medicine cabinet. The one that won it yesterday, Jessica, who named five drinks that started with an S. She got a little help from the three callers before her, but still, big winner, and she won the prize yesterday. So, yeah, you never know what you're going to get.
What do I feel
beauty.
Like your medicine cabinet's full of Preparation H?
Well, it's not.
Just
so
a hunch.
You're wrong.
Just a hunch. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. If you get placed on hold, you guys, don't hang up. Producer Josh is in the next room trying to work through all these calls. And if you're on hold, that means you're in. So don't hang up. What are we playing for today?
Okay, it is a great prize because we've got this Broadway musical show that's at the Denver Center of Performing Arts. It's Hell's Kitchen. It is award-winning and inspired by 17-time Grammy-winning Alicia Keys. And she is just so inspiring, right? Famously didn't wear makeup for a huge part of her career to show girls that you can be all natural. And it is relatable, raw, and refreshingly fun. So very exciting prize today for Fast Five.
Fun little night out if you win Fast Five today. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1-16 to the 49. First one in was Cheryl. Hi, Cheryl. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it your birthday?
It is.
Oh, hey, fellow Aries.
Woo! Happy birthday.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you.
What are you doing today? Anything fun?
I'm going to work and then go out with my husband and son tonight, so that'll be fun.
Where are you going?
Yeah, where are you going?
I'm not sure yet. Just maybe somewhere fun to eat and play some games or something like that.
Olive Garden. Olive Garden it is.
The OG.
Keeping it classy tonight,
I
Cheryl.
I love the Olive Garden. Nothing wrong with that. Breadsticks for days,
yeah,
Cheryl.
Yeah.
That's right.
Classy.
That's right.
Classy AF. All right, Cheryl, birthday girl, let's do some Fast Five with you. I'm going to give you a movie one. I like these. No,
I'm not going to be good at this.
Oh, no, this is going to be the worst birthday ever, then.
Try your best, Cheryl.
Give me the golf one.
No. No sequels. In 10 seconds, give me five movies starring John Cusack. Go!
Love Actually.
Yeah.
That's the only one I know.
Oh, man.
I know.
Actually, I'm trying to think. Was he even in that one, actually? I'm trying to think about
that. He's in Love, Actually.
It doesn't matter. He didn't get it. I'll tell you, one of the greatest ones is Serendipity and High Fidelity. Two fantastic movies starring John Cusack.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Let me play you your birthday song. There you go. Enjoy the Olive Garden.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah, Hot Tub Time Machine. That's one of my favorites. I forgot he was in that. In that. Yeah.
Oh, God. Hi, Kendra.
Good morning.
Good morning. Impress me with your weekend plans.
We're going to play some aqua golf, and then I have my nephew's fourth birthday party.
Really?
What is aqua golf?
Yeah.
It's like the driving range, but over water.
Well, that sounds kind of fun.
I know. Yeah. Like, you have to be really good at golf, I guess, right? Because otherwise it goes straight into the pond.
And then a four-year-old party?
No, I take my five and six-year-old.
And it's fun. You have a good time?
You don't win for best weekend.
They like to throw the balls into the water. But
I don't think you win best weekend. I'm sorry.
I think that's interesting.
And then a four-year-old's party?
Yeah.
Yuck. Yeah, you definitely lose.
Yeah, family time.
I know.
Family
I know.
First.
All right, Kendra Bobendra. In 10 seconds, give me five famous brother-sister duos. Go.
Do they just have to be duos? Dwayne's brother.
Well, you didn't do good at all on that one.
Oh, man.
It's hard to hear you, too. It's kind of hard to hear you. But, you know, like Luke and Princess Leia, brother, sister, Skywalkers.
Oh,
Bart and Lisa Simpson, you know.
Oh.
Who were the two on Friends? Ross and Monica?
Monica, yeah.
Brother, sister.
Can I just give a shout-out to my son, Kenyon, really quick?
Yes!
Sure.
Kenyon, I hope you have a great day, buddy.
Aw,
love
so
you,
sweet.
Kenyon.
You're a good mom. Kendra, nice talking to you. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
All right, bye. It's hard to hear you. Sorry. Oh, God. Who's been holding longer here? I think David
has. I got to calm down.
Yeah, you do.
You got to calm down, David.
Get it together.
Calm down.
That's
your
it.
Time to shine.
Take a breath, you weirdo.
Yeah, I know.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to my wife. We're actually headed to our OBGYN appointment for our new baby.
Oh, little baby. Do you know what you're having, David?
No, we're going to find out today, hopefully.
Today's the day.
Oh, it's a big day.
Oh, so I was already nervous.
Oh, that's why you have to calm down. Okay, now
yeah,
it's understandable.
Exactly.
Now it's understandable.
So you do want to know then? You're going to find out.
I do, yep. Yeah, we definitely do. No messing around.
I am for it. We found out with both our kids. I am just so for it.
Same.
Then you can plan. You can, you know, decorate the way you want to decorate that family. I'm so for it.
Exactly.
It makes life easier.
A lot of surprises are going to come your way. That doesn't need to be one of them. Like,
yeah, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And David, congratulations on doing the sex moves.
Great job, man.
Apologies to all the children listening right now.
Hey, give a shout out to your wife, though, because she's the one who really right?
Yeah, she's right here with me. This is shout out to Ashley, my love, you know. Aww. She's the one doing all the hard work while I'm just driving the car.
That's right. Shout out to Mama.
Ashley doing the hard work.
So do you have a name picked out if it's a boy or if it's a girl?
Yeah, we do, actually. It's either going to be Evelyn for a girl and Ezra for a boy.
Solid names.
I love all of that. Yes.
Solid names. Jeremy would be better, but that's not bad.
Yeah. That was second on the list.
Okay.
All right, just in case.
I like the old school name, so Evelyn's very pretty for a girl. I like. Are you going to call her Evie?
Yeah, Evie or Evie and Easy, you know.
Yeah.
You guys are cute. Makes me want to puke. This is cute. All right, buddy, your letter is D, like D's nuts, all right?
Yeah.
D. No help from your pregnant wife either.
Yes.
She's no help.
She's never helped.
She's no good. All right. In 10 seconds, give me five different drinks that start with the letter D. Go.
Dr. Pepper.
Yep.
Daiquiri.
Yep.
What's that? Dog beer. Dog house beer.
Is it Dogfish?
Doghead IPA or something, right?
You could have went right into a Diet Dr. Pepper.
Diet Coke.
Diet Pepsi.
Did you say Dirty Martini?
Diet everything. Oh, my God. Diet.
Stupid diet.
Hey, David, congratulations to you and your wife. Good luck, and we hope you have a happy, healthy baby, okay?
Right on. Thank you, guys.
All right, bye, guys.
Good people right
so
there.
So sweet.
Good people.
Good luck, Ashley.
Jason.
And David.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, we're super dupes. Impress us with your weekend plans.
We've got some opening day. I got T-ball and minors team. So we'll be at the field all day.
Opening day of T-ball.
That's right.
What a silly sport. But kind of cute when the kids are
adorable.
Playing. It really is. It's,
you know,
really cute, though.
You're building on the, you know, building blocks of baseball. So that's the ground
that's
up
right
there.
Like,
it's a very
right
important
part. Somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, very
buddy
important.
Well, it sounds like you got some day drinking going on.
Yeah. Well, I'm the coach, so not too much.
Yeah, oh, right. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Run!
After
run! So good. All right, what do I have for you? Katie came up with this one today. I guess we could say no sequels. I don't know. Yeah, no sequels. 10 seconds. Give me 5 movies, no sequels, about space. Go.
Independence Day, Star Wars, Space Jam, Spaceballs.
Oh, dude, you got 4.
Just needed 1 more.
1 more.
Oh, man.
What's the Project Hail Mary that's out right
oh
now?
Yeah.
That one,
yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Right.
Jason, you came the closest so far. It was nice talking with you. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Jonathan.
Hey, good morning.
I see you're going to a martini party this weekend.
I'm going to 2 parties, and I actually wanted to ask you guys something. So, yes, I am going to a martini party, but my wife's friend is having a 40th birthday party where she's asking everybody to dress up as senior citizens, and I told my wife that's ridiculous. In public, too. It's in public, not at a house. It's in public.
I've seen that this is kind of a funny trend amongst the ladies.
Yeah.
I follow on Instagram that they'll have old lady nights, and they go out dressed as old ladies and canes and wigs and all of that.
Ridiculous.
I think, I don't know. I kind of agree with you. I went to a party recently where it was kind of a dress-up theme, and when you're not at the party, you look really awkward. You know what I mean? Like, when you're just hanging out in public, it's a little awkward. But
Jonathan, have you listened to this show for a long time? I feel like you have.
I
feel like we've talked to you before. You know I'm kind of a stickler when it comes to these stupid parties and stuff, but I will say I have participated in a few of them. Like dress up parties, and it's actually a lot of fun, and it's kind of nice, buddy, to take a day and not take life and yourself so damn seriously and just go out, be silly, be a kid again, and have some fun and laugh. I think you should do it.
That is not the response I thought I would get.
He was going to be the voice of reason.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm on your wife's
what?
Side. Like,
wow,
sometimes you just need to decompress, especially with all the crap going on in the world and the stress
that's
and anxiety
true
we all have. Have a night where you dress up like a little old man, really go all out and surprise your wife. Go get a walker and everything. And just, dude, live it up. Just be stupid for a night. There's nothing wrong with that.
I guess. I'm on your side, Jonathan. I'm with you.
It might be the best night of your life, buddy.
No, thank you. You're actually kind of maybe changing my mind a little bit, so thank you.
Look at you, Jer.
I mean, don't you have daily headaches and stress and crap with work that you're sick of and your family and, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
All of the above.
We did, Nicole and I just did the 40s night, the Gatsby night.
Yeah.
Which I dug my heels in, and I was, you know, pissing and moaning about that. But I did it, and it was fun.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. So that's all I'm going to say. All right?
No, thank you. Appreciate
Dude,
it.
He's
Dude.
Encouraging you today.
And
John,
listen, buddy,
I don't know what happened.
You're going to score
major,
you're going to score points with your wife. So.
Well, that's what it's all for.
Exactly.
The bottom line, end of the day,
about
make your wife happy. Because the next time you want to do something that she doesn't want to do, you can point to this and be like,
Remember the time I had the walker?
Thank you very much.
That's a good point. I will do that then.
We are way behind on time. What do we have? All right. In 10 seconds, give me 5 different types of licenses. Different types of licenses. Go.
Driver's license, hunting license, brokerage license, CDL license, general business license, sales tax.
I think you got it. I think I marked 5 at the buzzer. He
some
got
of
that
those
general
are like,
sales.
Some like really boring licenses.
They really do.
But dude, you are a winner.
All right. Yay, Jonathan.
Awesome. Yay, Jonathan. Now, with that being said, I expect to see some pictures on our text line on Monday morning of you and your wife dressed like old people.
I can do that for you. Absolutely.
Hold on. I accidentally turned your phone off. Can you do that for me?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I expect
looking
to see him.
Looking forward to it.
All right, Jonathan. I'm going to put you on hold, and Josh is going to come back and tell you about your prize. Have a fun weekend.
Hey, you guys too. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Not a chance in hell he's going to do it.
Yeah, he seemed very taken back by you being
I know,
so
surprising,
down for
right?
it. Like, I'm taken aback by it.
Really?
Like, a little
bit. I like to have fun. I like to laugh and be silly, but yeah. I don't know.
No, it's
I
good,
think that's
though.
A product of just starting to get a little older.
I think you make a good point when it comes to making his wife happy. That's going to make him happy in the long run.
Bingo,
so,
bango.
Yeah, you've been married for a long time, huh?
I know. I've been worn down. Yeah. I'm like the Grand Canyon, Katie. The Grand Canyon.
Mix 100.
Kind of based on a little bit of a conversation we had a bit ago about how my mom kept buying unsalted pretzels. Yuck.
Yeah.
But I got a couple more from my mom. Which is funny because she's actually a really good cook.
I was like, are you putting your mom on blast today?
I am, and I know she's listening. She's actually been texting me. Hi, Mom.
Hey, Mom.
Thanks for ruining the 90s for me. She's a good cook. I will preface it by saying that. But growing up, she would make us goulash from time to time. And even just the word goulash makes
well,
because
it means something different depending on where you grew up.
And it was, yeah. I mean, it was not, it was suburbia goulash.
Well,
it was not good.
My parents' goulash was macaroni noodles, tomatoes, and like hamburger and onions.
That's what it was. But the amount of like raw onions that were in it, or like half cooked onions.
And big hunks, right?
Big hunks
the
of.
Big hunk of onion.
Unsettling amounts of weird onions in it. And I don't know if she used the proper spices for it, because I think you're supposed to use like paprika and things like that in the goulash.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was just like whatever was in the cupboard.
Right? Something
a lot of
green.
Garlic powder.
That's what my mom would do. She's like, this looks like it needs something green. Hand me something. I'm like, Mom, each
right.
green thing does something different.
And
know?
I remember her, too, also putting a lot of vinegar in it,
I
recall. So it was vinegary, wrong spices, and big, weird hunks of onion. So to this day,
I can't
do goulash. And that's the one that stuck with me all these years. So what's your guys' is the one food that you didn't like as a kid? 303-691-1649. What do you guys have?
I remember mine growing up. My dad's favorite meal that my mom would make for him all the time was tomato bacon pasta. And like that sounds so good in and of itself, but my mom would put like essentially half a slice of tomato in there, and she didn't really chop it up that much, and I hated tomato, and it was awful. So my table was the one where it's like, if you don't like dinner, you're going to be forced to eat it. Like we're not making something else for you.
Yeah.
And so I'd have to sit there, and the battles that I would have with my parents of like, I'm not eating it. And they're like, you will sit there till 9 p.m.
I'm so hungry.
Yeah.
If you are not. Yeah. And then another one was just plain ravioli. But it's not because I hated it. I threw up on it. And so like the sight or smell of it for like 20
well,
years
that's
after.
Different. That's different. When you throw up on a
so
food,
bad.
That's
it
different.
It ruins it for you.
Oh,
absolutely.
It was so bad,
it ruins
man.
It for you.
Katie, what's the one food that you hated growing up?
Well, kind of the same thing that Josh said where my family made me eat it. Like I was forced to sit at the table with this plate of food I hated. And it was always the sausage and sauerkraut. Like I and they called it so they called it snakes in North Dakota. That was the meal. It was like, we're gonna make snakes tonight, which already I didn't like. And then so it was just sausages and sauerkraut in a pan that they would heat up. And it was the worst meal.
My mom made this too.
Oh, it made me.
She
throw
would make
up.
It in a pressure cooker.
Yes.
Though.
Oh, any way you make it, it's not good. So to this day, I cannot eat sauerkraut. Like it will make me just
vinegary as well.
It's
right?
So gross. But I would sit at that table for hours and just like fight with my parents. Like I don't know why you're and I never did that to my kid. I don't know if you ever did it to your kiddos, but I never made my kid sit at the table and finish a meal because I thought it was absolute torture. Sauerkraut for me, can't do it.
Cringy, huh?
Cannot.
All right, what's your guys' food that you hated growing up? 303-691-1649. I got Travis and Kendra and Calvin. We can go right to Hi Travis.
Good morning, Super Dupes.
Hi, buddy. Hi. Super Dupes to you as well, sir. So what's the food that you hated growing up?
Oh, my gosh. In the 90s, the rice cakes. The unsalted,
dude,
flavorless rice cakes. And you would get that as a snack in your backpack.
Yep.
And it was like an insult from your mom.
It was like eating a piece of cardboard.
Yeah.
Like, truly.
It was so, and you would try to put like honey and things on there.
Oh, yeah.
And it just didn't work. It was like two different things in your mouth. And you're like, this is awful.
That is so, I forgot about that. Because that was one of the phases when my mom went through the unsalted pretzels. She also bought very dry rice cakes. I forgot about
that. Oh, they
were
awful.
So awful. Travis, you had an almond mom too?
It was an almond mom.
Yeah.
A health conscious mother. Yeah, they made you very thirsty. So, Travis, that's a great one to start this off. Thanks for calling, buddy.
All right, my kids wanted to say hi as well. Say hi.
Hi, kids!
Eat all your food.
Very sweet. You guys have a great weekend. Thanks for calling, Travis.
They don't eat rice cakes.
Yeah, don't make them eat rice cakes. You
Thanks,
give them
real
Travis.
Cookies. All right, here's Calvin. Hi, Calvin.
Hey.
Hey. Whoa, we can't hear you. I'm going to put you on hold. Josh, get with Calvin, if you wouldn't mind. Kendra.
Good morning.
Hi, Kendra. What was yours?
Tuna noodle casserole.
That's a nut. Did your mom make it with those big,
potato
fat,
chips?
Wide noodles?
The egg noodles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
They were dense.
Disgusting. Like, the canned tuna, as soon as, like, I'm traumatized.
As soon as somebody cracks open a can of tuna, you're like, what?
And was it
just can't.
The traditional, it had the peas in it and then the crumpled up to potato chips on top. They tried to make it better with that and it didn't.
That must be a North Dakota thing.
No, did you not put potato chips on top of your tuna noodle?
I think my mom did like the classic breadcrumbs. I don't know.
That's
either
what my
way,
mom did
trash.
Too. Katie's was
either
a little.
Way.
I mean, that is trash. Katie's was even a little more white trash. I think. Your mom was like, "Let's just crumble some Pringles over it to cover the taste
Ruffles.
Of the
exactly
tuna.
Some Ruffles.
Ruffles makes it better. It did not though.
You nailed it.
Yeah. No barf to this day.
Yeah, so barfy. Kendra, thank you for the call. Thank you for the laugh.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend.
You too, bye. All right, Calvin, are you in a better spot now?
Yes, I am.
There
oh, so much better. All right, so what was the food growing up that you hated?
Escargot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think even as an adult, you hate that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys eat a lot of that?
No. The story behind it is my grandparents took all the grandchildren and the children on a cruise, and my dad tricked me into ordering it, and then he said, since you ordered it, you have to finish it.
Oh, buddy.
Ugh.
Yucky gross.
Calvin, I only had that once as an adult, and it grossed me out. It was the texture and the oiliness and that little tool you had to use.
You know
like,
what would make it better? If you crunched up some potato chips on it.
It makes anything better, actually.
Calvin, thank you for the call, buddy. Very funny. Hi, Rose.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, you. Okay, so what's the food that you hated as a kiddo?
I was always forced to drink a glass of milk in the morning, and I finally figured out that it was rotten and spoiled, so it was lumpy.
You had
and
to drink lumpy
milk? I'd wait for my mom to leave, the kitchen, and I'd put it down the drain. Always got away with it, but today I will never, ever drink a glass of milk.
That'll ruin you. That'll ruin you. Why was your mom giving you lumpy milk? Were you in trouble all the time or something?
No, it was just some economy. It's just she and I. We were broke, so.
Yeah. Okay, so now I get
what
it.
We have.
Yeah.
Dang, Rose. You kind of make me want to puke right now.
I
thinking
know,
about the
yeah,
smell
the
lumpy
of rotten milk.
Milk.
It kind of sends
really,
me a little.
Really nasty. Thank you for the call, Rose. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Hey, you. We're talking about the foods that grossed you out as a kid. What's yours?
Oh, my gosh. So we grew up really poor, and we would have to go to the food pantry, and all the things in there were, like, just, like, non-perishable things. And one was, like, canned sardines on crackers and mustard. That was, like, the one. It's so canned. It's so icky bad. It's so icky bad. I can't even. But the funny thing was is that, and tuna casserole was another one, which is, I still can't.
Mm-hmm.
Totally PTSD. And then what my brother and I did, we were so young, so what we did was we had made Oscar the Grouch soup out of all the things that we did not want to eat.
Oh,
what?
Like so garbage soup.
Oh.
We, It was, we called it Oscar the Grouch soup because we literally went outside and like put dirt in it. I mean, anything we could find, we threw it in there and we bubbled it and it was like splattering on the ceiling and we got in so much trouble. We got the wooden spoon. It was hilarious.
Oh my God. Well, that escalated quickly.
That really escalated.
Oh no.
Hey, you know, this was in the 70s. It was
right.
Okay,
it was
then,
a
right?
different time to hit.
Back then.
Yeah, back then you could hit children with wooden spoons
exactly,
all you wanted.
Exactly. It was
actually.
Fine.
Melissa, thank you. I'm
going to
do
day.
Two more. Let's do Yvonne and Christy and then we can wrap this up. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning hey. To you. We're talking the foods you hated as a kid. What you got?
I got cooked carrots. I can't. I just can't. I can't.
What's wrong with carrots?
Well, straight-up carrots are fine. Cooked carrots, no. Once they start getting cooked, they just the texture and the taste is all off.
They get really squish. Yeah. They get real squish. The best story I have about carrots is my wife ate a ton of carrots as a kid. She was really into them. And they eventually had to take the carrots away from her when they had to take her to the doctor because her skin was literally turning orange.
Beta carotene.
The carotene, she turned orange by eating too many carrots.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I want to challenge that. I want to do it today. All right, let's wrap things up. Thank you, Yvonne. Appreciate it. Christy, you get the final word on this. What was the gross food?
This is going to be a great one.
What is it?
So my mom used to serve us like a roast. Uh-huh. But it was cow tongue.
Oh,
no. I remember seeing cow tongue in the grocery store.
Oh,
you'd go over and you'd poke the
it's
package.
So long.
And it had the taste buds and everything on it.
It certainly did.
What is that? La lengua, right? Isn't that what that's called?
I don't know. She did it like a roast. And I was like, I got to eat this. Yeah. And I had to sit there and eat it.
What is it like? Is it chewy?
It's chewy.
It is, but if you prepare it right, it's a delicacy. Like, they make tacos out of it, and it's a really tender meat if you can marinate it right.
A lot of cultures eat it.
Exactly.
Like,
if you can make it right, that's not the worst, but just knowing you're eating cow tongue is kind of...
It's the only food that can taste you back.
Exactly.
That's stupid. Christy, thank you for the call. Thanks for all the calls and comments today, you guys. Really appreciate you guys. Thanks for hanging out with us on a fun Friday. We're Jeremy, Katie, and Josh at Mix 100. Now, Katie, when you're laying on your couch tonight, as you do, your Jabba the Hutt-nit, watching your Bumpin' Love Bus or whatever you're watching, Paradise Pound? Is that one of the ones you're watching?
It's called Love After Lockup.
Inmate Swap?
No,
I don't know what you're watching
right
now.
That's not it.
You might want to flip over to the NASA channel on YouTube because the Artemis 2 mission is wrapping up tonight with a splashdown in the Pacific Ocean. Right off the California coast. I think it's going to be like right around 6:07 or something tonight, our time. The four astronauts traveled farther from Earth than any other humans in history. And when they approach the Earth tonight, they're going to hit that atmosphere. And that thing's going to light up to about 5,000 degrees. They say it's one of the most dangerous parts of this mission. Is getting back to Earth. Why are you staring at
Did
me
Did someone
like
get
that?
Married?
Are you okay?
No, I'm just
Katie.
Waiting.
Like that glazed over
down,
look.
When they drop down, then someone's going to get on one knee, and they're going to be like, I've loved you this whole mission, and I just want to be with you from now until light speed.
That's, right? And I want to know what they're wearing as they come down, and what their Instagrams and TikToks are.
Does she wear a veil on her astronaut helmet or not?
Yeah, there's definitely going to be some atmospheric love tonight.
I love it!
Is what's going to happen.
Now you have my attention. Jeremy.
Yeah. All right, Katie.
Okay.
I don't know why I bother. Right. This one might pique your interest. You like weather, don't you?
Sure.
The Super El Nino.
Are they getting married?
The Super El Nino on the Love Bus is supposed to be happening this summer. Did you see this story? I was watching your boy, Chris. Chris Bianchi.
I do
was
love
talking
him,
about
but
it.
But no,
you
I
got
saw,
a crush on him.
You're supposed to have like stormy spring and summer for Colorado. That's what it's saying, right?
Yeah,
so
the
I did
Super
see
El Nino heats up the Pacific. And then, so Colorado, mostly in the south, we're supposed to have like a rocking summer as far as thunderstorms and things like that.
Well, hopefully that'll help us with the snowpack, right? Like if we get
just
a lot
the drought
of rain
in general.
And moisture. I mean, hopefully that'll help us.
The only thing I heard was hailstorms.
I know.
It's
going to
be
thunder.
A lot of hail.
Hail no.
Hail no. All right, so Travis and Tay-Tay. Rumor has it that they are getting married July 3rd in New York City.
What?
That's when you're going to be
there.
I'm
going to be up
you're
there.
You're going to be there.
That's why they invited me. Yeah, right.
Oh, my God. Right. Maybe you'll see them.
Maybe I'll run into them. I will be there.
Will you?
Yeah. And
track them down. Get a selfie.
I doubt they'll have it like in the city, and I'm not going to be in the city. I'm going to be up north, like up in the Adirondack Mountains.
Make
so
a trip.
Mind. You're not going to see them.
But we don't know where they're going to have it, right?
That's the thing. No word. No word on the actual venue.
Yeah.
So it's going to be in Manhattan.
You never know.
Downtown Manhattan.
Oh. Do I have anything else? Nah. What you got for sports?
Just really quick shout out to the Denver Pioneers hockey team. They won last night in the Frozen Four and are headed to the championship this Saturday. They're taking on Wisconsin at 1:30 for anybody that wants to watch. That could be their 11th championship. So this is a huge feat for them. I mean, 10 championships so far, possibly 11. So go DU Pios. And then also the Avs. They won the President's Trophy last night.
Woo!
As the top team in the league.
Yay! What?
Yeah,
go
that's
Avs,
so
go!
Exciting. So go Avs, go. City of Champions, baby.
What is it, great? Greatest trophies there ever was.
Not that
ever
president.
Will. Frankly,
different
many
trophy.
People
nope.
have told me.
No, it's
different
not his trophy.
It's silver.
It's a trophy.
He can't have that trophy.
No,
I'm sorry.
It's my trophy,
goes
frankly.
To the Colorado Avalanche. Best team in
a
hockey.
A lot of people know me. A lot of people know I love ice.
No.
I'm a big fan of ice.
No.
There's a lot of ice on Greenland. Frankly.
No.
Not a lot of people know. I got all the votes from Greenland.
How do you bring in Greenland?
I got all the votes from Greenland. They made this trophy in Greenland.
We're talking the Avs.
Frankly, not a lot of people
Gosh,
know. Not a lot of people know.
Can't have that trophy. It goes to the Avalanche.
It's the President's Trophy.
It
He's
is.
Not the best team in hockey. He can't have
he
that
isn't.
One.
No. He isn't.
A lot of those
it.
Guys are sleepy on the ice.
No.
Okay.
A lot of sleepy ice.
Okay.
All right.
All right, that's
you
what
know
I got.
What? Yeah,
I'm done.
Go
it's
abs,
a bright
go.
Gold trophy.
Go abs.
It's a
go.
Big one.
It's you the can't president, have it.
Frankly.
All right.
Okay.
Haunted mansion available to rent in
Whoa!
Denver. Yeah, this story's been popping
you
all week.
You can rent it?
You can rent it. So it's the big Peabody Whitehead Mansion that sits
You're
on Grant
Peabody.
Street right there. But usually it's just a stop during Denver's ghost tours that they have during Halloween and stuff. But
yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Some of the stuff that they say happens here. First of all, two of the ghosts are children. One is said to mess.
Oh, hold up.
I know, right? That
children ghosts are the worst.
They're so freaky.
They're the worst.
They're absolutely the worst. So one is said to mess with the second floor chandelier. And the other ghost, another ghost.
It.
Yeah, it's an old man who's known to haunt the third floor. And he'll take like beer bottles and glasses, and
what?
He'll put them on the bar, and then they'll just fall over without anybody
he's
touching
a tricky
them.
Old
so
man
he's
ghost.
Like a little prankster. And then there's another old man that reportedly haunts the first floor, and
yeah.
he has a strong smell of a cherry scented pipe. So yeah, like
get
this,
out of my haunted house,
this
everybody.
Mansion has a lot of history. So again, the first residence is named after Dr. William Whitehead.
Dr. William
he
Whitehead,
was a
get out of here. I'm going to knock these bottles over.
He was a war surgeon, and then his family lived there. And then the second resident was James Peabody, the
Mr.
13th
Peabody's.
And 15th governor of Colorado.
So many numbers.
They both lived there, and then just in the last like 15 years,
Where's
this couple
my pipe?
Bought the mansion.
Okay.
And then they refurbished it. So now
get
they've made it into apartments.
Get
and
this ugly furniture out of here.
You
I don't like
rent
this couch.
The apartments
yes?
in the mansion,
no.
but people are saying
get
that
out.
There's still a bunch of haunting.
I don't like the way you decorated this living room.
I would not want to live in a haunted mansion.
Get
I would
out of here.
You couldn't pay me.
Who decorated this place?
The ghost sounded
Jabs?
Like this.
I know. Why does
Jake Jabs decorated
Why
this haunted mansion?
The,
Herbert.
The ghost sound like the Family Guy guy. Like
I'm gonna spook you on out of here. I just want to sit here and smoke my tobacco pipes. Get out of here,
tobacco.
Who put a lazy boy there in the kitchen? Get out of here. Who's a booga, 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 booga?
Booga, booga.
Booga, booga, booga. Okay. I'm going to knock over these beer bottles, and y'all are going to go running out.
Well, if you want to
live I'm a little
in the haunted
old man
mansion,
ghost.
Again, it is for rent.
It's
and
for
you
rent.
Can live
no,
there.
It's not.
If you want to put up with that.
Don't come. It's not for rent anymore because I'm a little old man and I took it off
you
the market.
You don't want to do that.
I'm going to knock you down the stairs and swing from the chandelier.
Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah.
Am I ruining your stories,
Katie?
A
little bit.
Am
but
I
I'm
ruining
to
everybody's
it.
Stories
I'm
today?
I'm used to it.
Booga, 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 Katie.
Let's move on to the critically endangered sea turtles.
Okay.
Do you have a voice for them, too?
I'm a sea turtle. Okay. What's going on?
They've hatched at the aquarium. It's the Chinese striped necked turtle. Oh. And these babies need to be closely monitored in a controlled environment.
Well, so most babies do.
We can't see the little baby turtle nanas, though, so we have to wait until they're fully grown, and then they'll join the others. So they'll join Raphael and the others once they're fully grown. And
that's
then you
a
can
ninja
see
turtle joke.
Out at the aquarium. So, yeah, but that's a nice move for the Denver Aquarium. I like that they're helping out
with
conservation.
Did they have babies, turtles?
Well, no, but they were critically endangered, and so they are really putting a lot of efforts into the conservation to help boost their population, and this is the first of that
we're
seeing.
They got a bunch of turtles together to make sweet love.
To the aquarium.
Sweet, sweet love with those sea turtles making sweet love. I'm ruining your
part
of it.
Are you okay?
I'm ruining it. I'm ruining it today.
Again, I'm used to it. Colorado State Fair.
Once you rent this haunted mansion, we're going to have sea turtles in here making love.
Yeah.
We're going to scare you out of here with the
sea
turtles.
Sea turtle love.
Sweet, sweet turtle love.
Colorado State Fair lineup was announced. So it's going to be the I Love the 90s tour. So Vanilla Ice is coming to Pueblo. So is CNC Music Factory, Tone Loc, and Color
Everybody
Me Bad.
Dance now.
I know. So they'll come into Pueblo. And then the Fray will be there performing as well. Something not of the I Love the 90s tour.
We
and
like
then
that.
Rome, who used to be a part of Sublime with Rome. I love him. He's also taken the stage, so he's
Rome.
Solo now. He's no more
I'm
part
Rome
of
I'm roaming these halls
Sublime.
Of the Haunted Mansion
yes,
is what I'm
is.
Doing.
And then, let's see, how about a couple things to do in Colorado
oh,
this
please
weekend?
Please give me more.
Boulder? They've yes. got their Boulder Film Fest. Yeah, that's
oh,
going
that's
on.
Exciting.
It started yesterday.
You know what kind of movies I like?
The scary movies.
Scary
don't you?
Movies full
I
of ghosts.
I figured, yeah.
Because I'm a ghost
You're
old man.
You're a ghost, yes.
Ooga booga.
Ooga booga. The Arvada Kite Festival.
Really?
Yeah, really.
I don't think I have any jokes about kites.
I don't have
up
jokes.
My sleeve.
Look at them. They're so high.
But you know what? I fly like a kite because I'm a ghost.
Because you're a ghost.
I'm a
yes.
spooky ghost. I'm a kite ghost. Fly
kite
kites
ghost.
In the haunted mansion because it's so windy because I'm gassy.
And then
I'm a gassy ghost.
The Northern Colorado Children's Festival. So this is going on in Northern Colorado, as you can
Again,
imagine.
Again, I got no jokes
you
for this one either.
Don't do
none
those
of
jokes.
Them. So the Northern Colorado Children's Festival, this is fun because they're going to have a bunch of booths set up for your kids to come and hang out, and it's all interactive. So remember when you'd go to like some kind of event and they'd have color sheets for your kids?
I remember.
It's not like
yeah.
that.
No.
It's a lot more
intense.
You can
intense. Do a little gold panning.
You can. Yeah, I'm yes. sure they'll have gold panning and stuff up there, but it looks
I like
it's
booths.
Gonna be...
You know why?
Why?
Because I'm a ghost and I say boo.
Oh, yeah.
So
that
I
makes
set
sense.
Up booths.
You
I
set
set
up booths.
Booths in the mansion. Booths.
Yeah, so it is probably going to be a lot of fun for kids because it's the
yes.
kids' fair.
Yes,
so
right.
there you go.
Like the two children haunting this man.
Okay.
How much do you hate me right now?
Well, you know.
No more than usual.
Strong word. Yeah.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
Well, that is the question. Can you take Katie down? Because she's pretty darn good. Our contestant today is Robin. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Oh, you're all chipper and bubbly.
Yeah.
I like you. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Robin.
Well, let's see. I'm a Colorado native, and I am a real estate broker, and I just love your station, and I'm excited for this contest.
Yay! We're excited to chat
well,
with you, Robin.
We love you, Robin. That's very nice of you. You know a lot about pop culture? Are you tapped in?
I'm pretty tapped in.
Okay. I like
right.
the confidence, Robin.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, Katie, would you like to say anything to our little bird here?
Oh, let's make this a fun Friday edition of Katie Crush. Okay, Robin, you ready for it?
Okay, Miss Crush. Let's hit
go.
It.
Let's go.
Robin,
right.
tell Katie
Goodbye.
To leave the studio. Tell her. She's got to leave. Tell her to leave.
Leave the studio.
Okay.
Get out of here. So Robin, Katie will go down the hall. She goes into a room where she can't hear anything. It's soundproof. I come up with the questions so there's no cheating. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie. And looks like she's down there and in the room. We'll find out if you are right or wrong once we bring her back in the studio, okay?
Okay.
Let's do it, girlfriend. Here's your All first right. question. Please tell me, who is Scooby-Doo's nephew?
Oh.
Oh, you all right?
Scooby Diddle.
Scooby yes. Diddle, huh? Okay, I'm putting you down for Scooby Diddle. Robin, what, I got another dog question for you.
Oh,
What breed of dog is McGruff the crime dog? Remember McGruff?
McGruff.
Don't cheat.
It's got to be a big one. Oh, I'm not cheating. A Mastiff.
Mastiff. Here is your...
I'm losing.
You don't know. You don't know. You might be nailing these.
I'm kind of psychic.
Yeah, I doubt it. But
in the wrong way.
Here is your third question for the crush. What town does Guy Fieri take people to?
Flavortown.
All right. And your fourth question. What power-up makes Mario invincible?
Coins.
And your fifth and final question for the crush. What state was Arnold Schwarzenegger governor of?
California.
All right. We brought her back in the studios. Robin, are you still with us?
I am.
How do you think you did, Robin?
I'd say I did 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5, that's what you're thinking? All right.
Yeah. Well, I was kind of looking for the TMZ angle and all those things I might know, but you'd think Scooby-Doo question. I named my son Scooby-Doo. I didn't look into the heritage.
Oh.
Did you really name your son Scooby-Doo?
As a nickname.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's adorable.
That's cute. Well, definitely.
I mean, I'm not that cruel.
Scooby-Doo is definitely a pop culture icon, so
it is.
Don't give it away. Don't give it away. Katie,
okay,
are you ready?
I know. Now I'm curious. I'm ready.
It's actually the first question.
Okay, good.
All right, Katie, who is Scooby-Doo's nephew?
Oh, it's Scrappy-Doo.
Yes.
Let me at him.
Look at you doing the punches.
Let me at him. Look at him. He's so scrappy.
Get me at him. Let me at him.
Yeah. Robin, you said Scooby-Diddle.
Another good thing.
Pretty good. Pretty darn good.
Fun.
I got another dog question. This guy has been around for a long time. What breed of dog is McGruff the crime dog?
What breed of dog is he? The take a bite out of crime dude, right?
That's it.
Is he a Rottweiler?
Right? No.
No. What is
and
he?
And Robin, you said a Mastiff,
he looks
which
like
is.
What?
No, he's a bloodhound. He's a bloodhound.
Duh.
A bloodhound.
That's what
never forget that now.
I know, right? Robin, that's in the brain forever.
That's what they use to sniff out crime is the
now
bloodhound.
Now it makes sense. It all makes sense.
Oh, right, right.
Yes.
All right, here's your third question for the crush. Katie, what town does Guy Fieri take people to?
A Flavortown. Yes!
Robin,
a trick.
Robin, you said the same thing.
Yay, Robin!
Yay!
Yay!
Guy Fieri and his frosted tips, right?
Yeah.
I have a video game question for you.
Oh, no.
What power-up makes Mario invincible?
Oh, the mush. No. Invincible is the star. The star, yes.
The star.
Robin,
you said the coins.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, are you okay?
That would be a Friday failure.
I feel like you just fell down or something with that sound.
It's okay, Robin.
All right, fifth and final question. Katie, what state was Arnold Schwarzenegger governor of?
Oh, California.
Robin, you said the same thing.
Yeah.
Boy, you nailed that one, Robin. You got 2, and Katie got 4 today. You've officially been crushed by Katie.
Sorry, Robin. It was still fun chatting with
you
though.
If I'm...
You're fun.
Well, thank you. If I'm going to be crushed, let it be by Katie.
Hey.
Yeah. It's a friendly crushing
is
what
exactly.
It is.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost a hug, if you will.
Robin, you were so sweet. You were great on the air with us today. You have a fantastic weekend, and thanks for playing.
Thanks, you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye, Robin.
Oh, wasn't she just the nicest lady ever?
The cutest.
Super sweet.
Super dupes. All right, we'll play Katie Crush again Monday morning with JKJ. Big Rob is coming up next. Goes commercial free for about 90 minutes, right around 11:30. So do Jer-Bear a solid and put Mix 100 on in your office, okay? And enjoy some big Rob time. That's it. We got to get out of here. We're going to go enjoy our weekend. You guys do the same. We'll be back bright and early Monday morning. We are Jeremy and Katie and Josh, Denver's Mix 100.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.